Grace to you and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 11th of April. I'm Paul White and I'm honored to have you with me. I want to remind you that there are all kinds of material available at paulwhiteministries.com, available at Paul White Ministries on the iTunes, at the iTunes podcast app, and we are on podbean.com. You can get anything and everything we put out, and we put out 365 DDPs a year, as well as a sermon, a full-length sermon or teaching session from somewhere around the world. We put 52 of those up minimum per year. Sometimes we put two a week. I put them up. We put a new one on every Sunday, and like I said, oftentimes scattered throughout the year, we'll put a handful of others up. Sometimes Q&A, sometimes communion sessions, sometimes Q&A or interviews, all kinds of stuff. But it's all free, and it's all available to you, both video and audio. PaulWhiteMinistries.com. Again, you can find it on all the various podcast apps, wherever you get your podcast information. You can do me a favor, rate and review the podcast, spread it to your friends, put it out there on social media, let someone know. If you hear one you love, why don't you promote that one? Tell somebody about it. Maybe they will be able to be blessed as well. We are a small, compared to the size of the world, we're just a small ministry doing, trying to do something to remove grave clothes off of God's resurrected people, but we are impressed. I'm impressed every day at the footprint God has given us, the lives we've been able to impact with this glorious good news. And it seems to be growing like a snowball going down a hill. It is this great thing that we're doing, honestly doing nothing but trying to uncover truth and put it out there. And that's blessing lives. And I'm so grateful, and we get to meet so many of you. If you have been blessed and touched by us, but you've never let us know, man, I would love to hear from you. Please send me an email, info, at paulwhiteministries.com. Let us know if the podcast, the telecast, the essays, the stuff that we're putting out there have been a blessing to you. And also, if you'd like us to come to your area, I don't say this much at all. It's probably just because I'm not a real good self-promoter, to be honest with you. I have to make myself even do the part I just did. But I, if you want us to come to you, I love to go out and do these meetings. And we do 25 to 30 live meetings a year on the road. That's away from home. I don't mean 25 or 30 meetings. I mean 25 or 30 stops with multiple meetings. That's our life. And I would love to share that with you. If you have a home group, a church, whatever, and you'd like for us to come talk about the love of God and the grace of the Father and the finished work, we'd love to do that. We want to talk to you about it. Same email address, info, at paulwhiteministries.com. Give us some details on the venue and what you'd like to do. We'll see if we can make it happen. We're booked up mostly up into the fall of this year, but we'll see where the Holy Spirit leads us and where the door may open. Galatians chapter 4, I thought it was a good day to do some of those advertisements up front because we don't have a whole lot today to round out the thought that we started 2 days ago. We've been working on for the last couple of days, and this thought from Galatians 4. So let's read the text starting in verse 12. Brethren, I urge you to become like me, for I became like you. You have not injured me at all. You know that because of physical infirmity, I preached the gospel to you at the first. And my trial, which was in my flesh, you did not despise or reject, but you received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. Notice in the 13th verse, I preached the gospel to you at the first because of physical infirmity. This indicates that Paul stops in Galatia because he's sick. He actually starts preaching to them because of that sickness. It doesn't mean that he is not led of the Spirit while he's there. I think a lot of times we go into situations for one reason and then find out that because the Holy Spirit lives inside of us, thus the Holy Spirit is in that situation. Where man has confused it, I think, is to say, God gave me this illness. God put me in this bad place so that he could get glory. I don't believe that. I don't believe he puts you there, and I don't believe he gives you that. I believe that's life. But the Holy Spirit lives in you. And wherever you go, he goes. Wherever you lodge, he lodges. So if you end up in a bad place because of either A, that's life and chaos happens, or B, that's the chaos you created, the Holy Spirit goes into that chaos with you to help you, to minister to you and through you. So Paul finds himself in Galatia for bad reasons. He's sick. And I'm going to cap this off today by talking, what is that sickness? Well, we don't know for sure, but we do know that, verse 15, what then was the blessing you enjoyed? I bear you witness that if possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes and given them to me. This has led many scholars to believe that Paul had some sort of vision problem, something wrong with his eyes, and that he says, you guys were so kind to me, you loved me so much, you would have plucked out your own eyeballs and given them to me if you could have. And that's using that statement, taking that statement in the natural as a scholar or a student of the Bible, that's what that appears to say. Maybe there is something deeper there in the spirit. But I think we're hermeneutically harming that context if we try to spiritualize that, because Paul said that it was in his flesh. He doesn't mean that in a bad way. He means that in a natural way. This infirmity was literally in my body. What was it? He said, well, he doesn't say, but he says, you would have plucked your own eyes out for me. So that leads us to believe that whatever that infirmity was a visual infirmity, something that caused him trouble with seeing, and he had to stop. Maybe we do more damage trying to figure out what that is. Maybe, and there's far brighter minds than myself who have done a lot of good work on it, and I'll leave it to them. But from what I can see as breaking down these verses, what Paul is doing is saying that, trying to lay a backdrop to them of how close they have been and how hopefully they'll realize that one of the blessings they have is charity. What was the blessing you enjoyed? 15. I bear you witness, if possible, you'd have plucked out your own eyes and given them to me. Paul calls that a blessing. It's a blessing to have a hospitable heart of giving and charity. It is not a weakness, it is a strength. Learn how to yield it. You have it. You're God's children. We'll conclude this here and then pick up verse 16 tomorrow. Paul, having laid that foundation of familiarity, now uses it to his advantage, because that was the whole point. I want to lay familiar ground, and then I want to ask something of you or speak something bold into your life. And that's a good indicator for how we ought to handle that with people. If you're going to speak boldly into someone's life, lay some familiar turf. It's important. Jesus did it. We ought to do it as well. See you tomorrow. God bless.